We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
8:16 now. If you didn't see the LSU game on Saturday night, man, you missed one. It was exciting. It was entertaining. The game this week against Mississippi State, the time has been set for that. It'll be at 2:30, the game on CBS, the SEC game. Brad Nessler, Gary Danielson with the call, and of course we'll have the call here on WWL with Chris Blair and Doug Morrow. Or Herb Tyler, our friend, former LSU quarterback, co-host of the Tiger Tailgating Show, joins us. Hey, Herb, how you?
Oh, wonderful, Tommy. I'm still smiling from ear to ear from Saturday night, brother. How are you?
I'm well. That was not just a big win for LSU. That was a doggone entertaining game to watch.
Not only that, man, it was a statement game by LSU for the rest of the nation, man. It was like not just on the field, but also how the SEC or how LSU in particular puts on a Saturday night game right in Tiger Stadium.
The
announcers were absolutely blown away by that. I'm telling you, Kirk Herbstreit, he was blown away by it.
You know, that's probably what led to the excitement of the game and it being so good, because somehow they managed a way to put that on television, all the excitement of Tiger Stadium. And that's a great point that I had not thought of until now, because you almost felt like you were there.
Not only did you feel like you were there, but you can feel the electricity coming through the TV screen, man. It was awesome. I'm going to tell you, there's no better place than Death Valley on a Saturday night during the fall when the Tigers are playing anybody. It really doesn't matter. But Saturday night, we proved that we have the best show in town, no matter what.
That's an excellent way to put it. You could feel the electricity coming through the TV. What about your observations on, let's start offensively with Joe Burrow. What can you say, right?
Come on, man. Look, Tommy, he is not only making a case for the Heisman Trophy, but he is also front-running the case for the Heisman Trophy. Now, don't get me wrong, Tua Tagovailoa is doing really good at Alabama as well. But, I mean, look, when you look at Joe Burrow play, you can see how much he means to the team. You can see how much fun he's having. The way he distributes the ball and gets the ball out of his hand on time, it's great. I mean, you know, we scored, 42 points, and we covered the spread, which I told Christian that we would.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome, man. And then, you know, our offensive line, we gave them a lot of great protections. They opened some holes up for the backs. The backs, I mean, we ran for almost 200 yards, if not more. I mean, it was great. It was just a great offensive performance on Saturday night.
And if you remember Friday, we didn't have a chance to get to the big uglies up front, as Keith Jackson used to call them, and that gave Joe Burrow the time that they did, opened up the holes that they did. Tell us about the front. Well, I guess it'd be five, unless you want to count the tight end in there, or they go heavy. Tell us about those people, Herb.
So you got to remember, I mean, the Christian Barry is the anchor at center, and then it spreads out from there. These guys, if you notice, so Florida came in last Saturday night as having one of the top defenses in the country. And not only just defenses, but top front sevens, which means your down linemen and your linebacker core. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't remember one time that the Big Uglies allowed Joe Burrow to be even touched, if you will, just breathe on, you know, while he was back there ready to throw the ball. And then from the onset of the game, from the very beginning, those boys were pushing the Florida defensive line around like they were on skates. And that was one of the keys to the games that I had, was that if we can go ahead and win the line of scrimmage, which means up front on offense, if we can push them around, open some holes up, and get our running backs out in space, make some plays, and then also keep Joe Burrow clean, then, hey, there will be smooth sailing from that point.
You know, Coach O said after the game that the offensive tackles were the reason they did so well. So he appreciates the big uglies, and we don't mean that negatively at all, just to be clear. That was a Keith Jackson phrase that I loved. All right, Herb, we'll pick it up here when we come back. Former LSU quarterback, co-host of the Tiger Tailgating Show. We're going to talk about LSU on the defensive side of the ball and also that ranking by AP. And again, on November 8th, that's when the real bowl rankings come out. But is that too high, too low, or just right? 820 traffic now, WWL. Herb Tyler, our guest, former LSU quarterback, co-host of the Tiger Tailgating Show. Before we get back to Saturday night, Herb, whenever I talk to a former player, I always like to try to get inside of their helmet to see what it's like. Because, you know, we sit in the stands and we watch, but we don't really know. And you've played in games like that. How do you keep yourself from getting too excited? Because I could see, you know, if the electricity is coming through the television, I could see how it could just get you so fired up, you almost can't even do what it is you're supposed to do.
Well, I mean, you know, it's one of those things where when I played, I had to ensure that I stayed as focused and as calm as I possibly can, because everything went through me as a quarterback, right? So you can't be too up, you can't be too down. You got to be right there in the middle, and you got to be able to deliver. Whatever it is that you need to make happen, you have to do it. Now, there's other guys, such as defensive ends, linemen, defensive linemen, things of that nature. They can just go out and just be as wild and as crazy as they want to be, right? And just make things happen. So one of the biggest keys to that is to understand that you can't let the bright lights, the timing or whatever that game is, allow you to get out of character, right? You have to continue to play the same way you play in every game. So that's one of those phrases where people say, is the game too big, you know, or the lights too big for you to play at that point in time? No, it's not. You got to be able to play on whether it's at practice and no one's looking, or whether it's in a game where there's millions of people watching you. No matter what, you still got to be able to play to your capabilities, and not only that, not lose your character of who you are as a player to ensure that you guys can continue to be successful.
Talk about the defense, if you will, and this guy from Florida, P. Ryan, who is, man, he's pretty good, isn't he?
He's great, man. He's one of the better backs, man. He was running that thing. I'm going to tell you. It was tough. We one of the things we went into that game was we have to be able to tackle better, right? And in the first half, man, it was difficult. We didn't tackle him that well. He was moving around and breaking tackles and getting plays, making big play after big play after big play. But you got to respect a guy like that and his talent and his ability.
So looking ahead, well, let me get back first before we look ahead to the current ranking. AP doesn't really mean anything other than, I don't know if it influences the bowl rankings or not. You think that's the right place for LSU, number two?
I think, you know, in the reality of it all, I think we're between that 1 to 3 range. I do. I think we're one of the best top three teams in the country. You know, it's what we've done, our resume that we put together this year. I mean, it's kind of hard to defend the fact that we should be number two, if not number three. You know what I mean? So I think that moving forward, as we continue to knock these teams down, they will understand that how really good this team is this year. And I think Coach, and all the credit goes to Coach O, the coaching staff, and the kids for believing in themselves and believing in the system, and then executing every time we watch them play.
Speaking of the kids, I'm getting numerous reports that the sidelines were just loaded with big time recruits for this weekend. And you talk about electricity, the Tigers coming through, and a different offensive strategy as well. How does that change recruiting going forward, Herb?
Oh, it changes it big time. So I heard something like 100 recruits were at the game this particular weekend.
Wow.
And what they seen is they saw, for one, the stage, right? That LSU, the stadium, the way that the administrative staff puts the game on is like none other. One, and then for two, you come out there and then you watch a team that goes out against a top-ranked defense and shreds them, basically, right? And then our defense came out and they didn't play particularly well in the first half, but they came out in the second half and did exactly what they needed to do, was, you know, create some stops and get off the field and make some turnovers. So with that being said, man, the recruiting for us now is going to really skyrocket. Once we've shown that new offense that we have, we're going to get so many more 5- or 4-star recruits offensively, especially at quarterback. And then defensively, everybody always knows that Dave Aranda is the best defensive coordinator to play for. So they're going to want to come here no matter what. But this will definitely increase our odds of getting really top-ranked recruits.
Mississippi State, the 2:30 game on CBS this weekend. You know, there in Starkville, people are talking about trap games. Looking ahead to Auburn, you don't see a problem there, do you? Or do you?
I mean, look, there's always trap games, but this team is not a trap game team, right? So I don't think Coach O would allow that, first and foremost. They're going to come back and practice hard tomorrow. They're going to practice really, really hard And what I mean by hard, I don't mean physically hard, but they're going to practice and get ready for Mississippi State. They're not looking forward. They're not looking backwards. And that's one of the things that I love about Coach O, and what he does is he gets the guys prepared for every game, a single game. So each week it's one game. It's not a whole entire season. They're not worrying about any and everybody else. The only team that they're focusing on is the team that's ahead of them for that particular week. And that's one of the things that I thought in the past that we lacked, was that the preparation for the kids were not there, and we didn't put them in the best situation.
Herb, thank you, man. These are good times. Enjoy them, huh?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I'm going to continue to celebrate Saturday night's win all the way till next Saturday night.
You don't have to let it go Tuesday, do you?
I don't. No, sir. And I don't have to look forward, but I can always look back, always.
Thank you, Herb. I appreciate your time. Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback, you bet. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgating Show, 8:30. More now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.